Payton play fakes. He's got Owen Daniels in wide open, and Daniels will make the catch. It's a Denver touchdown.
Welcome back to In the Zone with head coach Gary Kubiak. This, of course, is not head coach Gary Kubiak. It is Broncos tight end, two-time Pro Bowler, 10-year NFL veteran Owen Daniels. Owen, your first year here in Denver, how do you like it?
Loving it. Colorado's a beautiful state. Denver's a great city, and people are awesome, and I'm having a lot of fun with this team.
To football purposes now, how do you like playing for the 5-0 Broncos? You guys are off to a nice start. What maybe sets this team apart from others that you've played on?
I've never been 5-0.
There you go. It's simply put.
You know, first time in 10 years, so it's awesome. You know, it seems like a very complete team. I've never played on a team with a defense as good as this and as clutch as they've been. So offense is trying to get better, and we're on track to do that. But been having a ton of fun, and it's great to find different ways to win games.
Basically, wherever Coach Gary Kubiak goes, Owen Daniels goes. Are you okay with that?
He's keeping me employed, so I'm just fine. I am loyal to Coach Kubiak, and I think it goes both ways.
Speaking of that loyalty, I spoke to your old buddy Joel Dreesen recently, who said he would literally take a bullet for the man. Would you go that far for Coach Kubiak?
I probably would, especially if you asked me during a game. I definitely would.
Run through a wall, take a bullet, all figures of speech. What is it that encourages that sort of mindset?
You know what? He's always like, I think a lot of players respect him because he shoots it to you straight. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. He's going to tell you exactly how it is, whether you're a rookie or a 10-year vet or a guy like Peyton. Like, he's going to let you know how you're playing and how you need to be playing. So players respect that.
Yeah, and he's been there, done that as a former player. You brought up Peyton. How is it been working with the one Peyton Manning?
The GOAT? Yeah, it's been awesome. I'm learning a lot of new things, you know. He likes his code words and working at the line of scrimmage, so it's a bit of a learning process for me, more so than in years past, but I love to learn.
You guys are working on getting better at offense, I know, but the 30th ranked offense in the National Football League, is that, we're five games in, we're all waiting. Is this maybe the week that we see that take a big jump?
We'd like it to be. You know, we want that every week. But we're working. We got the right guys in the room. Obviously, we're a very talented offensive group. And, you know, we have guys that want to work and want to get better and make it work.
Owen Daniels off the football field. When you're not here at work, what are you doing?
Well, these days I'm hanging out with my little man. Yep. Little Henry. He's like 3.5 months old right now.
Wow.
He'll be on the 24th. He'll be 4 months.
Getting your sleep?
You know what? He's pretty good at night. A little fussy maybe during the day with my wife, but I'm at work. So he's always excited to see me when I come home, which
there
is awesome.
Post-football career, I know you still got a couple more good years left in you, but have you given a thought? Coaching, I know meteorology is something that's always sort of kind of grabbed your interest.
Yeah, the weather thing, I've been trying to do more and more as the year's been going along to kind of get my face out there, foot in the door, and whether it's, you know, working at a local weather station or doing Weather Channel stuff, just trying to, you know, have people associate me with the weather. So I like to work with that in some capacity if I can. I'm not trying to, you know, necessarily be your local weather guy on the news and work in those hours. But, you know, I put so much time into it, I like to use it when I'm done.
You grew up in Chicago, being a Chicago guy. The Cubs are in the postseason. Are you a Cubs guy, White Sox guy?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't like a diehard baseball fan growing up, but I'm super happy for the Cubs. I'm a Chicago fan when it comes to baseball. So I'm
happy for the city.
Yeah, definitely. I know the city is going crazy. They love it.
All right, man. Best luck the rest of the
season. Sure, man. Thanks a lot.
And Coach Kubiak will be back in just a few minutes. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. Peyton Manning may still be searching for his groove this season, but off the field, he is at the top of his game, pulling in $12 million a year from endorsements and his witty commercials. That's more than any other player. But he's not the only Manning that is pure gold in front of the camera. Cammy Carmen introduces us to the funniest guy in the Manning family in This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru.
As intense as Peyton Manning is on the field, everyone knows the future Hall of Famer can be all kinds of funny.
Look at this guy using his phone as a phone.
From catchy commercials.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
To Saturday Night Live skits that have become classics.
You suck.
But as it turns out, funny is a family trait.
Hi, I'm Cooper Manning, and welcome to the Cooper Manning Hour.
We only have 2 minutes in the show.
Yee-haw! This is Cooper Manning, Peyton's oldest brother, who now has a weekly segment on Fox NFL Kickoff, which includes quirky interviews with NFL players.
They're not exactly what I pictured, but...
Well, maybe this is more comfortable. This is kind of the way I roll. This is more formal. Is this okay?
I pray to God you have something under your robe.
You're supposed to wear something under here? I got nothing on but a smile.
He's always had that quick wit and humor, and he's getting a chance to do it. So I know he's enjoying it. I know he's enjoying doing it.
Broncos linebacker Von Miller was a recent guest on the Manning Hour.
It really speaks for itself. You can wear that with any color suit. If you had a purple suit, you can wear it.
I have a purple suit.
The more and more dorky you look, the more and more ladies like you.
I'm having the same problem.
Von had a good time doing it. Seems like the guys that he's interviewing have enjoyed doing it.
You have a very unique sack dance, and it's wholesome, and it's, I mean, every time I watch, you have a sack, they cut away.
It comes from the ankles. You see a lot of the arms and stuff, but it comes from the ankles.
Cooper's always been a bit of an entertainer, going back to Peyton's college career at Tennessee.
Oh, sometimes people would mistake, they would think he was me, and he wouldn't correct them, you know.
Now it's pretty clear.
We're going places.
Cooper is the funniest guy in the first family of football.
Always has been.
Ryan Gosling is such a great actor.
Yes.
Cammy Carmen.
He's a handsome man.
Fox 31 Denver.
Like, what are you asking?
Thanks, Cammy. Great stuff still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Broncos kicker Brandon McManus is perfect on field goal tries to start the season. What's the secret to his success? Plus, Coach returns to talk about them improving Cleveland Browns. Stay with us.